Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, yes, it is all about the entrepreneur. Well, if you remember last week on the show, we talked about empowerment essentials for entrepreneurs. And we started out and we talked about some things that every entrepreneur would need in order to be successful, things that you want to have in your repertoire of tools and strategies so that your business is a success. And we talked about things like, you know, the personal development. We talked about things like having your finances in order as an entrepreneur, essential things that you need to have, things that you need to invest in your business. Well, I want to talk about something else that you need to invest in your business on today, something else that you need to be a successful entrepreneur. I mean, we talked about a time, having enough time to manage not only your business, but to also to rebuild yourself. You know, we need that time to replenish. When our energy is drained, you know, a lot of times people feel very drained after they've been in business for a while. And that feeling can come on you, but yes, so you need a way to replenish yourself so that you, when you get drained like that, you can restore, revive, re-energize yourself, rejuvenate your life. So you have to, in the midst of being so busy, in the midst of, you know, having to get everything done, a lot of times as a sole proprietor, as an entrepreneur, especially you in those first 7 years, you may not have a staff at all, let alone a large staff. So you may be required to do a lot of the work yourself. That's keeping track of your paperwork. That's setting goals and objectives. That's actually producing your products and services, dealing with customers, marketing, promoting your business, dealing with suppliers. So you're doing so much on your own is that you can feel very drained. And then what about that family? What about the very family that you probably got into this business to help? What time do they get? What's their quality of life? And I know from experience that can be, you know, very challenging, especially for women. Men typically, if they decide to go into business for themselves, typically if they are married, their spouse is very, you know, usually pretty supportive of that and is there to support them. You know, wives, we were created naturally to be a helpmeet. So we just naturally, support our husbands, realizing, he's the head of the household. And so we, give that honor there. Now, whether they deserve it or not, but that's what we do. But as a woman, what happens to us is when we're ready to step out and we want to fulfill our dream or our goal of being an entrepreneur, if you have married the wrong person, and when I didn't say the wrong person, but if the person that you have married does not totally understand that, they may not be able to really give you the type of encouragement and support that you need. They may, yes, pay the bills, and they may put food on the table. They may pay the rent or mortgage, but they're not, their heart really may not be into your dream. And so how do you have enough heart for you and your spouse? Because sometimes you're coming up against a lot of resistance. You may come up against some negative conversation about your business and what are you doing and why are you doing this. And you may start to feel a little guilty, as though you're neglecting your family. You may feel like, my children aren't getting the same level of care. If I was working a 9-to-5 where I could just get off work and not have to worry about anything from the job, and I can just go home and be with the family. Whereas when you are an entrepreneur, you're the sole proprietor, you're the business owner, you don't just get off at 5 o'clock and go home and not worry about the company or the business or your job, because it still falls on you. You're still responsible 24 hours a day for what happens with that business. So it can spill over into your family life. So you got to be able to balance your family life. So that's definitely an essential thing for entrepreneurs, is that you have that family balance, that life balance, to where you're not sucking the energy and the life out of your family just for the sake of your goal, for your dream as an entrepreneur. So one of the things you might want to do is definitely, you want to try to have conversations with your spouse and with your children as much as possible, as many times as you can, as often yes, very often try to have that conversation with your spouse. Let them know. Just sometimes acknowledging people's feelings are enough for people to be okay with you and on board with what you're doing, just by acknowledging them, not ignoring their feelings. Nobody wants their feelings ignored. Let me say that again. Nobody wants their feelings ignored. People want their feelings acknowledged, not ignored. And so you acknowledge, you have a conversation with your spouse and or your children, and you do it as often as possible to reassure them, to let them know that you understand that it's taken a toll on the family, or you understand that it's a big sacrifice that they're making to allow you to operate in your dream, your goal, your vision. And typically they may not understand it right away, but over time, as you continue to press forward in making your business a success, if you press forward in making your business a success, over time your business will be a success, or you will be a success at being an entrepreneur, because the business that you end up in may not be the one that you started out with. Yeah, let me say that again. The business that you end up in may not be the one you started out with. And so as you continue to become a success, and you work on yourself as becoming a successful entrepreneur, over time you will have a successful business. And that's where a lot of people, they don't realize that they start out, they want to be an entrepreneur, they go and they start a business, and they may not be the perfect fit for that particular business or product or service. But they stay in it, and they stay there, and sometimes they stay in it too long. And they stay there, and then the business is not that successful, and they begin to think, well, I'm not a successful entrepreneur. And that's not the case. The case is you're just in the wrong business, or you have the wrong product or service. Maybe you're in the right industry, but maybe you have the wrong product or service. Okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's just say you wanted to own a restaurant. You wanted to open a restaurant because you wanted to be in the cooking business. And you tried to have a store or a restaurant. And maybe for a couple of years it was successful. And all of a sudden it wasn't successful. And then you think, okay, I'm not a successful business owner. But I would ask you, okay, so what in your day-to-day operations and for that year or two that you did that you could see yourself doing? Maybe you could be a restaurant supplier of some product or service. Okay, restaurants need a lot of things in their daily business to operate. So you could find something that you could offer to all restaurant owners. Like, for instance, I know a guy who sells hair supplies. So instead of him having a beauty salon where he, you know, has people doing hair, he sells the supplies that beauty salons need. You see, so that's what I'm talking about. And though he went to school to learn how to be a beautician. So that's what I'm saying. You got to be able to, if you're an entrepreneur, then you want to develop those entrepreneurial skills so that you can be a successful entrepreneur and not get hung up on the exact type of business or the type of product or service. But if you know in your heart that you are an entrepreneur, meaning that you are the one who can call your, you know, make your control, you control your own day, you call your own shots, you know how to enhance other people's lives with some product or service, you know how to make it a little bit easier for other people in some way, whether you own a daycare center or whether you supply the furniture in daycare centers or you provide the curriculum that daycare centers use in their daily instruction for the kids. But there's so many different things. Maybe you're not supposed to be a daycare provider because maybe you really don't have that golden thumb when it comes to talking to children and talking to staff. So you got to think about these things, but these are essential things that you need to know to empower you as an entrepreneur. So the first thing is that taking that time to revitalize yourself, reinvent yourself, re-energize yourself, rejuvenate yourself. And then you need that conversation with your spouse, making sure that your spouse and your children or your mate or whomever it is, making sure that they understand that your life is different on purpose, that it's not some haphazard thing, it's not a mistake, but that your lifestyle is different because you are the business owner. And it's a totally different lifestyle than the person with a 9-to-5. Okay, again, the person with the 9-to-5, once they hang up that phone, once they clock out, once they swipe out, or even put their hand in a machine to sign out, once they leave that building, they pretty much don't have to think about that company anymore if they don't want to. They can go home and somebody else is worried about it, the business owner, the board of directors. Someone else is worried about it, the supervisor, the manager. But when they go home, you don't have to worry about it. But when you are an entrepreneur, the clock doesn't stop. You don't clock out. You don't sign out. Wherever you go, your business is with you. From the branding to the marketing to the products and services to the dealing with the community, to the PR, every part of your business is still with you when you leave wherever you work from, whether you work from home, whether you work in a physical building. Okay, so these are just essential things that you need to know as an entrepreneur. Talking about the empowerment essentials for entrepreneurs. Now, no doubt you have some other essentials that you already have employed or put into place. So you're welcome to call in and share those with our audience. You can dial in 347-945-7991. Or you can inbox them to me on Facebook at CoachLalisa.com. I'm sorry, Facebook.com/CoachLalisa. And so you can inbox those to me if you have any that you want to share. If I don't get to them today, I can always read them another day. But talking about these empowerment essentials for entrepreneurs. So I will have some more essentials for you at another time, but those are the ones that I wanted to focus on today. And definitely that life balance with you and your family, that is so important. Again, for men, it is somewhat easier, only because women, we have this natural knack to support our spouse. And even if we don't fully support them, we will go along with most anything they say. Whereas a male is not so naturally knackful at that. So in other words, the man typically has to work a little bit harder to flow with it. Not all men, of course. We're not putting all men in a category. We don't want to stereotype, but there are a lot of men that are like that. And so for a woman who is the one who is not doing the traditional, I'm working for someone else, 9-to-5 job. And the bottom line for that, in case some of you are wondering, well, what's the big deal? The bottom line for the 9-to-5 is that in this country, it has been the mindset for hundreds of years now that when you work for someone else, you have what we Americans call a steady paycheck, a sure thing, you have a base. In other words, you know every week or every 2 weeks or once a month, however you get paid, whatever schedule or interval your company uses, that money will come automatically. Therefore, people go out and plan certain purchases like a home, a car, vacation, other things, okay? That's planned out of that 9-to-5 type job. Whereas when you, and it's, people view that 9-to-5 job as, successful, guaranteed, you got promoted. These kind of things go along with that. You're going to be there 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30, 30 years, and then you'll retire and you'll get a nice pension. So that's the mindset of people. They feel that that's stable. Whereas when you own a business, especially in the first, 10 years almost, is not a regular steady income that you can say that you know it's going to be X amount because you worked X amount of hours. It's not trading, you work this many hours, here's your pay. It doesn't work like that when you're an entrepreneur. So you have to, it fluctuates. It varies. It's flexible. It doesn't look the same each week, each month. And that's the part that some people, they can't really grab a hold of, that flexibility, that difference. It's not the same thing every time, which makes it risky. Whereas a person who goes to a 9-to-5, a lot of risk is removed because because you go and you know you just do your work 8 hours a day, and in 40 hours or 80 hours, you're going to get a paycheck. Whether you went to work and just sat there all day on the phone or on the internet or whatever, had conversations with your coworker in the next cubicle, or you did a little bit of work here and there, they know they're going to get that paycheck. Whereas when you have your own business, if you just sit and do nothing, you will get nothing. And so every moment counts. Every minute is important. You have to be up, thinking, doing, making something happen. And then there's the risk that nothing will happen and that no funds, no revenue will be brought into the business. And so you have more of a responsibility on you as well to produce, whether it's products and services or to go and find new clients, go and deal with your clients, deal with your customers, keep your customers satisfied, bring in new customers. And there's a lot that's going on. So a person that's an entrepreneur, your lifestyle is totally different than the person with the 9-to-5. That's why people like myself and others, we try to have these networking opportunities. Like, for instance, we have the one coming up this year in August, August 24th, our second annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. You need to be around other entrepreneurs who think like you, who believe like you, who are in the same boat as you, so that you can draw strength from that group of people. So that as things may look a little risky, things may not go as well, but you have that support to carry you through. And then, as the time goes on, and as you continue to work on yourself as becoming a great entrepreneur, your business gets better. Family, some of the burden is lifted off of your family. Family is more happy, and you can really have that happy ending, so to speak. But if you can't stick with it, you won't ever get there. If you feel frustrated and want to give up halfway through, or anywheres before it actually breaks into the successful mode that it's going to break in, and you give up, then you'll never experience the wonderfulness for the whole reason that you got into being an entrepreneur in the first place and starting your own business. So you need to, you know, definitely you want to stay connected to this broadcast, because this is a place where I'm going to feed you this type of information so that you will have every opportunity to be a successful entrepreneur. If you, you know, stay connected to this broadcast and attend the other events, like the one on August the 24th in Newark, New Jersey, at the Marriott downtown Newark on Broad Street, a brand new Marriott at the Prudential Center. They have a brand new Marriott hotel right smack dab in the heart of downtown Newark on Broad Street, and it's absolutely beautiful. Right across from City Hall, a very wonderful location. We will be there on Saturday, August 24th. I'm expecting close to 200 women to come down to that center. Last year we had the event, we had about 60 women and a few men. But this year, we're looking for that number to be way higher than 60. And so you will hear a lot more about that event as the weeks and the months wind down, because August will be here before you know it. So I am super duper duper excited about that. I want everyone that knows anybody to make sure you come. The registration fee is a merely $30, which will include lunch. You cannot beat that for what you're going to get. And the speakers are phenomenal. This event would typically cost you close to $200 to attend if someone else was having it. But we love to bring events to people that they can really, really, really afford, because we don't want to leave anyone out. So for the person that can't afford the $150, we want to make it affordable for that person, and we want to maximize how many people we impact in the city of Newark and their surrounding cities and states. Because let me tell you, we got people coming from Maryland, Virginia, Ohio, and God knows where else people are going to come for this event. And we are looking to triple it next year. Next year, we want at least 500 to 1,000. Next year, we'll have to get some type of a mini stadium to hold the event. So we got to see what happens, because the goal is to keep this event in Newark, New Jersey. So we have to find a place. The only other place that I know that I would be willing to hold this event that is that size would have to be at NJ Pack. I'm not sure what else Newark has that can hold close to 1,000 people. But we'll see. Or maybe we'll be at the, or maybe next year we'll have to go down the street to the, well, it used to be called the Robert Treat. I think they have a spot that can hold about 1,000. So we may have to be there next year. But we definitely want to, because the Marriott is not that large. But I want it in a centrally located place. I want people to be able to take the train, the bus, to be able to walk, take a taxi, and be able to get there easily. We want it in the summertime where people don't have to worry about the weather. We don't want anything to hinder people from making it to this powerful, powerful, powerful event. I'm so excited. If you were there last year, you would know just how powerful and dynamic this event was. Well, I can't believe we're almost out of time. I've spent a lot of time talking about that event because it's going to be that awesome. But I also want to tell you those again, you know that release your power. It's time to release your power. Yeah, it is time to release your power. So you need to come this Saturday, June 8th, to 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, corner of Keir and Maple. It is time to release your power. And this event, Release Your Power, this event is only $10 to get in. You can't beat it, but I need you there. It's going to include, mostly that's just to pay for your lunch. It's going to include lunch. So do come. It's going to be an awesome, awesome luncheon, and I'm going to be making a presentation, and I can't wait. I am so over the top, so excited about that event as well. So we want to keep you empowered. We want to keep you encouraged. We want to keep you motivated to be all that you can be, all the things that, so that you can really maximize who you really are, what you are put here on this earth to do. So make sure you show up. So I want you to, we only have 90 seconds left, I want you to go now and register for both of these events. I'm going to give you the websites, so get ready to write. I want you to go and register. You're going to go to, for Saturday's event, you're going to inbox me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/CoachLalisa. That's for Saturday's event, the Release Your Power Workshop and Luncheon. For the August 24th event, you're going to go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. That's womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. And I want you to go there now. And with that being said, we only have 30 seconds left to the broadcast. So I thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, if you missed any part of it, you can go back and listen to the archives. We'll see you tomorrow with Professor Terry Benjamin. The Book Project, we'll be discussing another powerful book. Now go and have an absolute powerful day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.